Oh, whoa, damn.
What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another episode of PTSD. Back. I'm your boy, Lope, and of course, I got my brother from another with me.
The biggest boss. the biggest boss. Huh? Y'all know what's going on. You know what it is. When I come to Delaware, you know what I'm rocking with, PTSD.
What the fuck? we went from Wayne to Meek to Ross. That's what you were trying to get together.
What the fuck? That's funny.
That's what you meant when you said you were trying to get your impersonation?
I was just fucking with you.
What the fuck, man? But anyway, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. To the mothers as well that like to claim they are fathers or play both roles. No hating. We just saying, man. It's our day, though, so please don't take that away from us. We gave y'all day. Give us ours.
All right? We need it.
But we're going to get into it. Actually, today's topic is mainly going to be about Father's Day. It's going to be basically about Father's Day. Shout out to Dina. DG Beans, that's my dog. She helped us out with that one, with these questions. So appreciate that, Dina. If y'all don't know who she is, go follow her on YouTube. Me and her did a podcast. I don't necessarily remember what it is. I think it's DG Beans on IG, and then I don't remember it on YouTube to be exact. But just go follow her. I'll tag her.
He's shitty.
I ain't shitty. I just. There's so much going on. Look at you.
Pooh shitty.
All right. But anyway, how you doing, brother? How was your week?
Cool. Regular. Still waking up 5:30 in the morning and all that for no reason. But, you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now you just got to make it productive. You know, I was just getting into that. Was going over some stuff about being more productive and things like that. I'm going to give it to you. I'm actually, you know, I called you the other day and I said that I want to do something for the fans, in a sense, or just the people. I want to kind of provide something for them, like a mental health kind of tool that I'm working on. It kind of like, it's like an assessment, in a sense, kind of helps you kind of line up goals and getting you on track. So stay tuned for that. I'm working on that behind scenes. But, yeah, man, my week was cool. I had my kid. Did I have my kids? I had Lux in them. They just passed. Yeah, I did. I was about to say, it just be going over.
Tripping.
Yeah, I had them. They my dog. Got to chill with them. Co-parenting. Co-parenting just took a 180, bro. It is the very opposite of what it was. Shout out to that situation. Turned everything around.
Yeah, man,
it's just petty shit, you know, but I'm more of at a point now where it is what it is, man. I'm just going to keep doing what I got to do for the sake of the kids.
As you should, good brother.
And we moving on. That's all you can do. But we can get more into that in a later topic. But it's to the point now where it's like drop-offs. It's not even communication at the drop-offs. This is pick the kids up, drop the kids off, and it's gone. You're gone. But it's a communication through text. I can't stand that. Yeah. I hate people that can talk. You feel me? You ain't got no words in person, but you want to talk behind the phone? That's corny to me. But that's, like I said, topic for another day. But, you know, me and you were talking the other day, right? And you was kind of telling me about you basically had it, right? You was telling me about that day where you just basically had it with people's shit, right? And we get to the point where what I was telling you, I think that our problem is that sometimes we expect people to treat us the way we treat them, right? Or give us the energy that we give them, in a sense. A lot of times people get that energy in like a negative way. Oh, you're going to be disrespectful to me? I'm going to be disrespectful to you back. But a lot of times we have people high on a pedestal and we treat them a certain way.
Yeah.
And then when we don't get that in return, you feel me, we kind of take offense to it, or we take it a little, like, to the chin a little bit. But
yeah, definitely. But it's like, it's not really like I'm expecting you to do everything I do or how I do it.
Yeah.
But, excuse me, it's more so like if I treat you respect, treat me respect. Mm-hmm. If I show you that care and love or whatever have you, treat me the same way that I treat you. Like, you feel me? On, especially like, when I'm on some, like, I'm not on no negative shit. I'm on some positive shit. Like, just show me the same shit I show you. It don't have to be materialistic. It can be in your own creative way. It can be how you feel as though I would appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But just do it. Like, or when the energy, I feel like when the energy ain't the same, it ain't mutual. It's like a person might be acting different or sometime you're half-ass or whatever.
You know what I hate? I hate that when we deal with people so much that we learn them so well that the slightest shit that they do that's off, we pick up on it.
Yeah.
And that's, and then it's like, why are you acting like that? And they, you feel me? They try to deny it, but it's like, bro, I know you. You feel me? Like, you moving different. You feel me? But it's like, in that sense, I hate that about, you know, being, I guess it's like an intuitive person. I think everybody might deal with it, like, deal with somebody for so long, and they try to, they start questioning you because, you feel me? Like, you ain't doing something right. Like, say us. Say we just chilling. And now all of a sudden you want our attention now when we just chilling or some shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, and we pick up on it, it's like, oh, now you, why are you trying to do this all of a sudden type
right,
shit? You
right,
feel
right,
me? Like,
right.
I hate, like, that's the shit I be dealing with. That on top of, I'm like you, man. We kind of been on that same way. Like, it's annoying when people want to hit you up when they want shit.
Yeah, that's the shit right there. Like,
that's one of the biggest things I hate. Like, but a lot of people, I think
that's, I hate that shit.
But
to a
even
passion,
some
bro,
people, it's people out here. It's people out here that do it and don't even realize they doing it. You feel me? Like, but and don't see no problem in their ways and shit like that. You feel me? Like, we just peeping on it. Like, damn, you don't even check up on a nigga, but you'll ask me for this. You feel me? You might not call a nigga. You might not say, yo, how you been, none of that, but you be sure to be like, yo, let's, you feel me, what's going on, when, or whatever, or let me use this, or let me get that. And it's just like, damn, that can go for family as well. Like, some family members don't talk to family members unless it's like, can I get some money? You feel me? Or can I get this? Can I get that? It's like, come on now, because in the same way as we hate it, and the people that say they hate it, like, being done to them, look at it as, you feel me, the other way around. If you was constantly just going to somebody, if you know you only going to this person for certain shit, but you ain't checking up on them or nothing like that. You ain't checking up on their mental, or you ain't checking up on them in life and things like that. But you expect them to just drop what they doing and just help you. Now they moving funny when they don't really want to fuck with you. You feel me? That ain't they fault.
Yeah, bro. I don't really respect that shit. Like, people do that shit. I've been, bro, people did that. A lot of people did that shit.
All the time,
for real, like,
yeah.
People do that shit all the time, but like the moment I start realizing that shit, like, it's curtains, like, it's over. Like, we still gonna be cool, whatever, but when it comes to like asking me for shit, nah, it's over. Like, cause you don't, you feel me? The only time I really hear from you is when, yo, can I get this, or yo, you got this, or yo, what's going on with da 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 da? Like, damn.
I know, right?
What's up? Like, how you doing?
How you doing? Hi, nigga. Like,
hey, auntie.
Let's start
hey,
with hi. Let's start with hi.
Or whatever. Friend, yeah. Cousin, don't matter. Like,
so,
that shit.
All right. So before I get into the Father's Day stuff, right? I want to do a little task, a little thing real quick. I'm going to see if you can do it and see how fast you can do it. Oh, and I'm going to do it. It's nothing crazy. This is like right now on the spot. Putting you on the spot.
What kind of task is it?
I'm about to tell you. And I'm gonna say go. And when I say go, you gotta come up with them off the top, right? All right. The objective is to say three positive things about your baby mom. Ready? Go.
What? That's it.
What?
That's it.
Why are you stalling? Why are you stalling?
Because
why are you stalling?
I'm not stalling.
So go ahead.
Go
ahead. Blow them out.
Do it again. You said.
What you mean? Do it again.
All right. Tell me the directions.
You're stalling.
Nah, tell me. All
right, you got, say three positive things or three things that you are grateful for because of your baby mom.
And how many seconds?
I said go.
Oh, all right. She's a good mom. When it comes to moms, I already know he's taken care of. And as far as positive, as far as what, her?
Just anything. Say something nice.
I'm trying to think. And it's not even that. I'm trying to think because she on some negative shit. I'm just trying to think, what word can
just
I say?
Say like, right. Just say one thing.
Yo, that's crazy. Because y'all really trying to think of some shit. Like, all right.
I got
out of everything I could probably say, what should I say?
Just say one. Because I got another thing after this. I want to see something.
All right.
It's a task. I just want to see something.
Loyal.
All right.
I guess. All right. Yeah. So that's three.
It was, I guess, at the end of that. So are you sure you want to go with the answer?
Because I got other ones I can say, but you just said say one. So I just pick one.
Now, say three negative things about her. No, don't say it. I just wanted to see how fast you were going to do it. I wanted to see if you came up with more bad things than you did good things.
Nah, it's going
to
be the same because I got to think.
Yeah, like, I think. All
right. I'm damn sure not trying to see no wrong shit.
Fuck that.
What you
say
mean?
It.
At the same time, bro, you already know how I am. I don't disrespect.
We ain't disrespectful, but you telling
the
truth.
I'm not about to say no negative shit about her even on the podcast.
That's why I cut you off, though. That's why I ain't want you to say anything negative, but I just wanted to see if you were going to come out with something quicker than you said something good.
If I did say something, it probably would have been some funny shit. Like, the first thing that came to my head, you said some nigga, I was like, her head big as shit. But that's
big,
not negative.
Right?
That's just me being funny.
You could have been anything. Right?
I'd probably just said a bunch of funny shit, but to me, it's not really negative. So
I should have said more things like, I should have said instead of negative, should have said name three things that she can improve on. That you might have got different.
I still would have been like, because that shit, I still got to think. Like,
dokie dokie dokie. Just wanted to see you. Just wanted to test you. All right. So we're going to go to the.
Hold up. Yeah. Nah, we not about to skip over that like dagger, brother.
What you mean?
Back on you. Go.
Go what?
Go. Why you stalling?
What you mean?
Why you stalling?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Reverse. Boom. Go.
She's a hustler. She does whatever she has to for her children. She has a good heart, even though she's misunderstood.
All right.
That was three.
Okay. Bam. You already had that shit thought out.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Just thought it was
That's crazy.
Top.
You already know you had it thought out because he asked me the question. Boom. Next question.
The question on top of my head.
That was a lie. Next question.
I don't even got it on the notes. Yes. Look. I don't got it on the notes. I got co-parenting and see, I just started it.
I seen it.
But
it's cool.
These just things. Like, all right, so the whole reason I'm asking is because I'm going about it differently about, you know, moving forward with people and things like that. So, like, I was reading this book, right? The Seed of the Soul is the book I'm reading right now. And it was basically saying that we got the tendency to focus a lot of times, like, we create negative karma because we focus on everybody's shortcomings and difficulties or flaws that they deal with in life. So say this person, or how we look at it as flaws, right? Say this person may be a cheater. Or say this person may not treat you the best. That's all we focus on instead of focusing on what good they have done or what good, you know, what good they are and things like that, right? So I was just saying, I was just kind of switching it real quick.
Okay.
But going on to the topics, happy Father's Day, bread and loaf. That was from Dina.
Appreciate it.
All right. What is your proudest or best father moment this past year?
Proudest, best father moment this year so far.
I wonder if I could add the note. That
probably could. Damn, bro.
Damn, you suck at this.
I'll probably say his birthday.
It was your proudest moment? Why?
Just watching him have fun and run around the park and just enjoy everything, I guess. I got a lot of proud moments, and they all like different things. Like him walking.
You should just name them.
I can name him walking.
That was this year? The years that just passed?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it was.
Nah.
Was it?
I mean.
No, wasn't it?
Nah. He been walking since. Probably. All right. Never mind that. never mind. Never mind. Yeah, that's a lot of shit, but never mind. You.
I think my proudest in the past year, getting my court situation done with, to be honest with you, man. It's not what I wanted, but it just was basically like one of those, like, get this shit off my shoulders. Like, I can knock that off, you feel me? Because it was such a stress to me, and I stuck in there, and I did it all on my own, which people don't even understand. Like, I didn't have no lawyer, you feel me? I went against two separate lawyers, you feel me, to fight for my kids. And it was tough
that's
as good. Hell, bro. It was tough, and, you feel
that's
me? But
good, though, man. It's good, man.
I get to spend time with my kids, so that's all I ask
as
for.
As we should. I shouldn't even. I had to go that far, but
it facts, but it is what it is.
But I'll probably say I'll take the birthday back, even though that still was cool. I'll probably say him starting school.
Oh, all right.
Which, like, it's like, all right.
Yeah, it's probably, that's yeah.
All right. It's like, all right, he growing up, he getting bigger.
So what area of fatherhood would you like to improve in? I'll go first if you ain't got one yet.
Yeah.
Mine's, I want to soften up a little bit on Lux. You know, I'm a little, I realized that I'm a little harder on him because he's the older brother. And but at the same time, I forget that he's still a child. Like, he's still a baby, bro. He's only 3. You feel me? But he looks so much older than that. And sometimes I'm a little tougher on him, you know? Not because, like, I'm, like, scolding him or nothing, but it's just, like, with his younger brother, you know, I'm kind of looking up to him, yeah, you know, a little more. Yeah, and it's just, like, I'm a little hard on him sometimes, and, you know, and at the same time, I'm hard on him because I'm, like, the world not going to be soft on you. You feel me? Like,
you're just trying to mold
him. I need, yeah, it's like, you know, like, sometimes, like, a kid might do something, like snatch a toy from him, and he might shy away from him. I'm like, and I'm thinking, like, if you don't take that, like, take that shit back. You feel me? Like, fuck is wrong with, let these little niggas melt. Like, you feel me? But at the same time, I'm like, he's still a child. You know, he got time to grow and shit like that. So that's one of them things I know I need to improve with. It's just kind of softening up as a dad, in a sense.
I mean, I went through that. Like, I used to do that prior when Mozzie was even one. Like, certain stuff I was just trying to, like, discipline him on. Mm-hmm. Not in a negative way, but just like teaching, like, because he's smart. He learned quick. So I was just trying to show him, like, certain things, like, all right, we don't do this, you do this, da 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 da, whatever, whatever. But his mom was like, yo, you working a little too fast. Like, he only won.
Yeah, you be forgetting that shit, bro. Yeah, they so, like, advanced, and they so smart. And it's just like, damn, bro. Like, no lie, bro. I went in there the other day. Well, last time I had Lux, and I just sat over top of him, bro. And I was just looking at him, and I was just like, damn, bro. Like, dad has been hard as shit on you. Like, I've been hard on you. I know I have. Like, and I apologize. Like, I'm sorry, son. Like, you feel me? And I'm dead ass just sitting over top of him, just literally just saying this shit to him. But he was asleep. And you feel me? Like, I'm just looking at him like, yo, in amazement, though. Like, yeah, you really my kid? Like, you feel me? You my firstborn. You look like your dad. Like, this shit crazy. Like, I'm sorry. You feel me? I'm going to be better. You feel me? And I was just making a promise to him. Like, yo, I'm going to be better. You feel me? Like, and I don't mean it. You know, everything I'm doing is coming from a place of love, though. You feel me? But I never had, like, the best example to follow when it comes to this shit. You feel me? So, like, I'm learning on the way. And at times, I'm not going to lie to you. But at times, like, nigga, I'm looking at it. I'm like, yo, I'm acting just like the person I said I ain't want to be like. You feel me? And that's what shit just, that's when it started to hit me, like, chill. You feel me? Like, chill. And so that's what I've kind of been constantly working on a little bit.
Me? Shit, bro, I don't know. I'll probably say that. Me, like, softening up a little bit when he's just trying to slow down and trying to discipline him on everything right now. What else? I don't know. I'll probably say that.
All right. So, next one is single mothers who wish themselves a happy Father's Day on social media. How do you feel about that?
Single mothers
wishing themselves a happy Father's Day. You know how the woman's like, oh, happy Father's Day. You know, they gotta get them in there. You know, it's gotta be about them because they do it all.
I mean, if y'all just doing it for y'all, just to get attention, like, that's corny.
I'm more like, come on now, this the guy's day. Don't be mad because your baby dad ain't shit. All right, y'all had y'all day. It's like, nah, but still, like, me, I'm like, look, I understand y'all gotta do it on your own sometimes, but it's like, at the same time, we gotta take full responsibility of the decision that we made in life. You feel me? Like, if your baby dad ain't shit, you gotta look in the mirror at the same time, like, yo, I picked the dude. You feel me? At the same time, like, I picked him. And yes, you know, and things change, and I understand that, but somewhere in his character, he showed you that it was a flaw there. Like, he wasn't gonna step up, or he wasn't gonna show up like he should.
I wouldn't say all that. Sometimes shit just happen. But at the same time, I feel like when girls be doing that shit, just be for attention. Like, granted, if you really feel like you might be playing both roles because whatever the situation is, while your baby dad or whatever ain't around or can't be around or whatever, I don't feel like you got to blast that. Like, to me, if you do it, like, if you do it for 300, like, trying to get it attention, like, oh, I'm the mom and the father, da 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 da, like, great,
gonna need,
like,
it.
That's what you, I ain't gonna say that's what you're supposed to do, but
that's what you're supposed to do.
But at the same time, like, you ain't, I mean, I don't know, bro. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, like,
but I ain't gonna tell y'all what to do and what not to do. Y'all,
if you want recognition for being a mom and dad, then by all means. But it says Father's Day, like, yeah, y'all got Mother's Day, you know, like,
true.
That's what I'm saying. So this is something I felt like I dealt with in the past, and I thought this was a good question as well. If you know a certain adult in your baby mom's life is a negative influence, should you have the right to say you don't want your child around them?
Yeah.
Me?
I feel like, yeah. If you feel like the person is negative or like...
But the tricky thing is, like, what you is mean it negative? You like, who thinks they negative, or are they truly negative? Like, are they just a bad influence? Or you think that person, you just don't get a good vibe from them? Should you be able to say something?
I mean, you can. If y'all cool, like, if there ain't no beef and y'all on some cool shit, like.
But even if y'all got beef, don't you feel like you should still be able to say something if the shit ain't sitting right?
I mean, bro. You could, but if y'all got beef, it might not be taken as you being genuine. It might be taken as you just on some bullshit.
All right, that's a good example. All right, you said if there's beef. Now,
no, I said, you said if it's beef. No, I said, no. if y'all cool, you should be able to
no,
beef.
You just said you ain't if you had beef. But if y'all cool, all right. Now, that's the difference. Say y'all have beef, right?
Uh-huh.
And you say what it is, and they take it as you being a hater or whatever the case may be, right?
Yeah.
On good terms, are you still a hater if you come to them and say the same exact thing? Are you still a hater? Did it change all because you're on good terms now?
It can. Because they're probably not thinking of you on some bullshit. Like, they're probably looking at you as a genuine person because y'all probably cool, even though y'all probably not together.
Do you hear where that shit, you hear how that sounds though?
Yeah, I mean.
So all because we were on bad terms, or you might not be fucking with me at the time.
I mean, but you know how it go. Like,
I know, that's what I'm saying. But I'm trying to get people to realize.
It shouldn't be like that. That's what I'm saying. That's how it go. Like,
if you take your feelings outside of the situation and think about what this person might be telling you, they might be telling you something that's actually true, though, and not because they're in the feelings. If they like you dating somebody new and they like, yo, I don't like your boyfriend, then all right, that's a different story. But yeah, if they basically saying, yo, something about him off, you feel me? Like, I don't, and he give you a valid reason, don't just shrug the shit off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I get it. You know that
you can come up with some valid reasons in, like, actual situations.
It ain't feeling manipulative and shit like that. As long as it ain't that, you feel me? But if it's coming from a place of, they genuinely, these flies busting me. A genuine spot. Take it in.
Maybe. Your boy in here collecting flies, y'all.
I ain't collecting no damn flies, bro.
He a fly collector.
You wanted the door open.
I set up the door open because it was already flies in here anyway. Flies and bees. We got wasps in here, cicadas.
All right. Next one is, some people have more
cicada babies. Central.
Some people have, ain't been a cicada in sight, bro. Some people have more babies with their baby mom or baby dad because they don't want their children to have, or they want their children to have the same parents. Is that a healthy reason to have a baby with someone? Do you think there's hope that you'll be together in the future? So, in instance, let's put it like this. Would it be healthy for you and your kid's mom to have a baby, another baby? Just because y'all want y'all kids to have the same parents.
Fuck no. If y'all not getting along. It can. If y'all on something, y'all don't even like each other, like, I don't know. If y'all cool and y'all have an understanding, like, yo, like, bro, I don't know. I said I would want my kids all to be.
Do you not see what the fuck I'm going through?
Yeah.
It is not fucking healthy.
Yeah.
It's not. And you see what I go through.
Right.
It's not healthy. Right. Just because you want somebody to have the same parents, it doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy. It may be.
It may
look good in your eyes, but it's in behind closed doors and what people don't see.
Yeah.
You have no fucking clue how hard and stressful that shit may be.
Exactly. I ain't saying that. I was just saying.
Fuck no.
Just nut.
I'm just letting that should be known. Me.
Little parts, huh?
Could you be in a serious relationship with a female if you disliked her kids or her parenting style?
No.
Why not? What if you liked her but you didn't like her kids? Just because her kids are bad as shit, you wouldn't date her?
Nah, I'm not saying that. Yeah, I probably, cause, bro, I feel like if I can, her kids might not even really be bad as shit for real. Like, they might just be misguided, not have no influence, okay, not have nobody to look up to.
So
you, or they might just be.
So you saying you can do it?
They probably just be. They might just be protective. Like, yo, I don't really know this dude. Like,
no. What if their kids is bad as shit? Meaning you might be first day. It don't matter if they know you or not. What if you met her and her kids was running around the fucking street or banging shit in the store? You was like, fuck it, I like the mom. Keep
not strong. Nah.
But like you said, they might be misguided.
But if they, I don't know. Would you?
I could. Like,
for a little bit. Then nah, they start, like, after a while, like, all right, yo, like.
Nah, because the long, like, if you're in a serious relationship and you kind of take on that role, like, I'm going to be here. Nigga, the minute I start hanging with them kids and they start doing, yo, sit your ass down. What wrong with you?
What wrong with you? Come here, boy.
Boy, if you don't sit the, you feel me? Like, what's up with you, bro? Yeah. Like, yo, you can't keep doing that shit. You feel me? And I be having chats with that with my students and shit. You feel me? Yo, you can't keep doing that. You feel me? From T-ball to boxing. Like, yo, if you want to be in boxing, if you want to be a champion, you can't be doing that shit. You feel me? Like, you got to pay attention or you got to take this shit serious. Same with my T-ball kids.
Right.
You out here, motherfucker. We not playing football. You can't be out here tackling kids and shit. You gonna hurt somebody, shit like that. When kids acting up, bro, you got to sometimes check them. No matter if you feel me, if y'all blood or not or whatever. If you look at yourself as some type of role model, or not even a role model, you can be a role model. For a kid that's misguided, anybody could be a role model.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be set them on the right path. You know right from wrong. Most kids don't. Some do. But, you know, if they've been following somebody who's not the best when it comes to shit, they might be thinking they're doing the right thing. So,
that's true.
Answer the question, I could. Do I want to? Not so much. All right, this is a funny one. I like this one. Is it true that once you have a baby together, that's a sneaky link for life?
No. I wouldn't say that.
It's cap. Yes, it is.
I wouldn't say that. That's not a sneaky.
Nah, go ahead.
It's not a sneaky link for life.
All right, let me hear it.
Hear what?
Why you say it?
Because if y'all ain't on that level no more, like, y'all probably wouldn't even look at each other like that. Y'all probably still, y'all can still be attracted to each other, but at the same time, y'all might not be on that time no more.
What the fuck? What does that even mean?
Hey, man.
What kind of contradiction shit is that?
How is that?
You might be attracted to each other, but if you're not on that tight time, you might. What?
So you.
You gonna tell me if I'm attracted to her, I'm not gonna wanna sleep with her?
You just a horn dog.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. So if you're attracted to somebody, you're not gonna ever think about sleeping with her?
Thinking about and doing is two different things.
What the you fuck? Does that have to do with it?
What you mean? Thinking about having sex with somebody.
If you think about it, you might as well do it. That's what I heard in the Bible.
Hey. I don't know what the fuck Bible you heard that.
I could have swear they said in the Bible.
They did not say that.
Yes, it did.
I don't know.
I think I might have misread that.
Yeah.
All right, but go ahead.
Bro, no. I don't feel like that's a sneaky link for life.
I think of anything.
Because you got a baby with somebody.
I think of most people you talk to, right? If when you talk to the baby mom and shit, despite the bullshit that goes on with them, you feel me? A lot of them said, if he got his shit together, I would be with him. Or this, and this. Real shit. If a nigga would probably act right, a girl would probably have no problem. Like, yo, I don't want to add another body. What's up?
It can happen like that.
It's been a long time. I'm comfortable with you. What's up?
It can happen like that.
Yeah, and then sometimes it's like, I'm going to touch him with a motherfucking pole, 10-foot pole and shit like that. You feel me? I get it.
Exactly.
I get it. That's what you know, I'm you saying. Got some baby so, dads, like, man, that bitch getting my fucking nerves.
You can't
man.
Always say, just because I got a baby by John.
Oh, no, that's not forever a sneaky link.
Dude, that's forever a sneaky link.
It is a sneaky link.
It can be.
It is.
And it cannot be.
True. It go both ways. It can go both ways.
Man, get your shit together, man.
Never mind. I'm keeping my shit. I'm just saying.
Bop.
Do you think your generation are young? Do you think this generation of young single fathers is doing better than the men who came up before you?
Say it again.
Motherfucker. Do you think your generation or our generation of single fathers is doing better than the men who came up before us? And if so, what do you think attributed to it?
That was a good ass question.
Like, when they say before us, like our fathers? Right. Or they mean like my uncles?
I mean, fathers and uncles kind of. I mean,
No, I'm saying like age group.
Just fathers before us. Or I guess the generation before us.
All right, so like my grandfather's generation, I don't think we're doing better than them. Like our father's generation, I think we might be doing better than them.
It depends on what you mean by doing, like when, what aspects, like.
Like, we more present in a sense.
Yeah.
I feel like this, our generation is more present. You see more fathers now, like really with their kids now.
Yeah.
And that might just be my opinion.
Might just
like,
be biased. Cause
yeah, I was about to say, but growing up, I ain't going to lie, bro. I ain't really see many, you feel me, like. Growing up, like us. Like, we, you feel me, like. We weren't really, I mean, we fucked with our pops and shit like that. But it was like, some of the shit that we learned should have been from our pops.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned it from outside, or friends and shit like that. As of us, we plan on being like. Cause me, you, Abe, you know, everybody with their kid, like we real active with our kids, so it's a little different. Like yeah. I feel like we more active with our kids, and I feel like roles change a little bit. You know, sometimes you got the father that stay home with the kids and shit like that. You feel me? Like wants to be with the kids, and the moms go out and things like that. Whereas before it was like the dads go out and the moms stay home and things like that.
True.
So I feel it's just a little shift. It's a little shift.
Yeah, it's definitely a shift. I mean, but hey. See how the cookie crumble.
And then you got like mom. Like, yeah, I mean,
yeah. Ah, that's how the cookie crumble. Right? Y'all seen, what's that off? That's off of,
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's that shit.
All right. Here's another one. We're down to like our last two. How did your relationship with your father, for the better or worse, shape you as a father today?
It shaped me just to be more active, be more present. What else? I mean, I ain't gonna say like my pa wasn't around because he was, but at the same time, he had his own shit going on, so it was times that he wasn't around, but he kind of always made sure I was good.
Yeah,
in ways that he can make sure I was good, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to do whatever I can do to provide and stay active and stay current and stay present in my son's life. Trying to be able to teach him.
I never wanted
like,
to
for
be.
Instance, like you said, I'm trying to be able to teach him the shit that we had to learn outside. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be able to show him that, so when he do go outside, he already hip. Like
I don't want
to
be the in and out dad though. Granted, my custody order, you know, kind of makes it like that in a sense, but I'm talking about, you know, like from what I dealt with, it was kind of like my dad was in and out. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like I would see him and then I might not see him and shit like that, or you feel me, drop me off something and, you know, shit like that. I don't want to be that guy. You feel me? Like that's the one thing I always want to be. Yeah. Bro, I barely go out when I got my kids. Like even, I don't even put that shit on my mom to even watch my kids, even though she's a grandmother and shit like that. You feel me? I could. Yo, mom, you know, I want to step out. Can you watch the kids tonight? Something like that. You feel me? Like,
mm-hmm.
But I don't even do that shit. You feel me? Because, like, I like being with my kids. And at that, I don't get much time with my kids like that. You feel me? So I'm not going to go out. I don't give a fuck if they sleeping. I don't really go out. And then when I go out, I feel like I got to be home. Like, you feel me? Like, I got to get back to them. Like, and then with Lil Creed, I don't take that. I don't even, like, he's a monster sometimes. So you feel me? I don't put that on my mom. So,
yeah.
Like, I'm there. So, you know, like, that's the one thing, you know. I don't know better or worse what my dad did, but he made me just want to be there for my kids. And last question is, now that you're a dad, what's one thing you understand about your father that you didn't when you were young?
I'm gonna let you go first on that one.
Shit. Now that you're a dad, what's one thing you understand about your father that you didn't when you were young?
That's, bro.
Dina came. Dina, you gave us, you gave us some good ones today.
You correct, girl. I ain't gonna lie. You got me really out here like sitting back thinking. Like,
what's something? Damn. That, one thing
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. If y'all want to like start this, like y'all want to start coming up with your own topics, like good ass topics, sending them into us and stuff like that.
Dina just she got an A plus.
She just killed it because we really out here thinking like.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. So, I don't know what's one thing I understand now about my father that I didn't when I was young.
I understand what the shit like the shit he was getting into.
Yeah, like, I understand that shit.
I mean, I kind of at a young age knew what the fuck was going on, just because I was hip. Like, what was going on outside. Like, I already knew what he was doing.
I understand how easy it is to lose focus.
Yeah.
I understand that. I understand that part of why, you know, especially with females or just in general, you know, going out or, you feel me, I understand that part.
Yeah.
Of, you know, giving up your life in a sense, the life you had for when you got children. So I can say that. I don't know too much. That's a good ass question. Like to come off the top of my head, that would what I would say. But shout out to you, Dina, because that was a great question you said. This is another one. Parents who label their kids as half brothers and sisters. I never did that shit. Like me and my sisters, we don't got the same dad. You feel me? We got the same mom, but I never called them my half sisters. Like they're my blood sisters. You feel me? So. Yeah. Parents that do that, I don't understand that. You feel me? I don't like that. Unless they like by marriage, you can say that. But if you got the same mom, like y'all brothers and sisters, like that's just what it is.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you know, I never do that with
that's a little weird.
Creed and Lux, they full brothers, you know. So if you had another kid with somebody.
That's your brother. Or
yeah,
bro,
it's not your half.
That's your sister.
It's not half nothing.
That's not step nothing. Yo, that's your brother or sister.
Facts.
What? What you say? I'm still your dad, boy.
Facts. All right, but yeah, that was basically the Father Day question. Like I said, shout out to Dina.
Shout out to Dina.
Definitely shout out to Dina.
Appreciate you, sweetheart.
I would love to get Dina on here, but she's a teacher, so we would have to. Keep it, you know, PG a little bit for Dina.
PG-13.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All classroom topics.
Just, basically. Yeah, you know, because the students listen to it. You know, you don't want the moms and people to look at her a little different. But before we go, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I want to hear your answers to them, all right? Here's one. Number one, if Cinderella's shoe was fit perfect, how did it fall off?
I knew you was about to ask me that. How did it fall off? Shit, she kicked that motherfucker off.
All right. Which one was first, the color, orange, or the fruit?
What was first, the color, orange, or the fruit? Shit, the fruit.
The fruit?
Nah. Yeah, the fruit.
The fruit? Are you sure?
Neither one, goddammit.
All right.
If a blueberry is a blueberry, why is a strawberry called a strawberry?
What? If a blueberry is called a blueberry?
No, I said if a blueberry is called a blueberry, why is a strawberry called a strawberry?
Because it's strawberry color.
Strawberry color?
I don't know it. All right. If cats don't like getting wet, or they don't like water, why do pussies get wet?
I knew you were gonna say that. I don't know
either.
You don't got the answer to the joke?
Nope.
Kind of shit.
That's just deep. That's some deep shit. All right, last one. If a blind person, can a blind person have a dream? Can they see it? I'm I ain't trying to be a dickhead. I really want to know.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I don't know.
Is a blind person able to see their dreams?
I mean, they probably can't get this all in the brain, ain't it?
But we're only able to picture shit because we can see it. Like,
but our eyes
you can picture a voice.
But our eyes are closed. So does that matter? Because we don't sleep. We don't sleep and dream with our eyes open.
Aren't our dreams like
vivid imaginations?
Ain't they from things that we saw though? I thought dreams are from shit that we saw.
I guess. I don't know. I never thought of it like that.
Like a snake. He wouldn't know exactly what a snake is, would they?
Unless he wasn't always blind.
Yeah, I know. Unless you had like some type of vision. I'm just yeah. I don't know. That's just some yeah. But yeah, man, that was actually a quick podcast for y'all, man. We just wanted to get that out there for the fathers. Just something short. This is actually gonna be the shortest one ever. So yeah. Under an hour. We're on 40 minutes.
Yeah. We doing putting this out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Monday. Monday. It could be Sunday tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But all right, one last question. John had $800. Tasha had has $500. Kyle had $300. Who had the most money?
Who?
What?
Who had the most money? Cause it's not no question mark at the end of that.
Motherfucker, fuck the question mark. Who had the most money?
But I'm saying if you got that from the post I seen earlier, there's no question mark. So it's technically a statement. So they're telling you who, which is the person
who had the most money.
They had the most money.
Question mark at the end of that. Okay. Who had the most money?
Now go back and say who.
John had $800. Tasha has $500. Kyle had $300. Who had the most money?
John, I think. That's his name. Whoever had 800. You said who had the most money, so it would be John.
Wouldn't it be Tasha because she has 500?
But you said who had the most. You ain't say who has. Tasha has the most, but John had the most. He had 800. Tasha has 400.
All right, so we were sitting here with three people, and somebody said who had the most money.
Who had
you saying the had. Most. I was thinking, like, since they had, she has.
Now, if you were like, yo, who in here got the most money? You can't say John because he lost it. He ain't got 800 no more.
Yeah, he lost it.
You can't say the other boy because he ain't got 500 no more either. The only person in here that got money is Tasha. So she would win that, yeah. But if they was like, yo, who in here had the most money a couple, like an hour ago, 2 hours ago? Oh, John. Yo, John just had 800.
All right. And before I go, I'm going to ask this last thing. This is basically for everybody to think. This can basically lead into our following topic next week. I would love, please comment on this one because we're gonna tag this one on the page. We want y'all to comment. We want to hear everybody's opinion on it, right? What are probably the most 4 to 5 things that men and women need to agree on before getting married? What do you think yours would be? What are 4 to 5 things, the key things or key things that women and men need to agree on before they get married?
I don't know.
I say one.
I'm gonna think about that.
One is I gotta see you in that post. I gotta see you in every phase first. I think that's one of the most important things. I gotta see you in every phase.
It's
first.
Like a season.
Yeah, I gotta see you in every season. Two is kids.
Yep.
I'm about to say I'll put those two. We're gonna leave the other ones to y'all, and then we'll come back with ours next week, and. You know, we'll start it off that way. All right? Anyway, that was PTSD, guys. Happy Father's Day again to everyone out there. To the fathers, ladies, go surprise your man. You feel me? Cook him some breakfast.
A little spice guac, it up. Guac.
Take him out. Pamper him for the day, ladies. I promise you.
I'm telling you.
Box or something like.
I'm telling you. Go out.
You feel me?
Get him drunk.
Yes.
You feel me? Take him out. Get him drunk. Get him litty. Slut him out.
Yes. Yes, man.
Slut him.
He would love you. I promise you, he would love you even more. Cause if you probably,
him
let's be honest, ladies, we probably lacking in that department of keeping our man like a little happy.
Slut him all the way out.
Granted, guys love taking care of women, but sometimes we love our women. You know, show a little appreciation some way or shape or form. All right.
Slut him out.
Yes, sir.
What's some breakfast in the morning?
Your boy Lope. That's my brother from another bread. And it's PTSD. Oh, yeah. Shout out to All Love, No Hate. We out.